This is a beautiful ship, sailor.
Yeah.
When does she sail?
Just as soon as we stole this cargo.
Where's she bound for?
World cruise.
How long will you be gone?
Me? I ain't going nowhere.
You're not? Well, I thought...
No. I'm only stowing cargo.
Good. Then listen. If you'll stow me away, I'll give you all the money I have. Here it is.
Oh, stow you away, eh? Okay. Here. Take this box and follow me.
Today's radio play, Stowaway, is based on a most interesting story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Gene, for heaven's sake, Dora, what's all this excitement?
Oh, Gene, I just saw a man. Well, I hope you didn't affect him the way he's affected you.
Sit down and get your breath.
It was the most thrilling thing.
The man?
No, the way I saw him.
He Dora, don't talk so loud. Somebody may hear you.
Well, how do you know? Did you see him, too?
Well, what? Do tell me what you're talking about, Dora.
I'm talking about the man I just saw sticking his head up out of a lifeboat.
A man in a lifeboat?
Yes.
Dora, dear, you're sure you're feeling all right? The sun this afternoon wasn't too much for you.
Oh, don't be silly. I know a man when I see one.
You ought to, dear. You've been interested in the subject for a long time.
Yes, I certainly... Say, that had all the earmarks of a dirty dig.
Why, Dora, you were telling me...
I was telling you... Oh, what was I telling you? I declare you've got me so mixed up.
I have. I should say this man had you all mixed up.
Man?
Yes.
Oh, I remember now. Well, I was telling you, just now as I was walking on the other side of the boat there...
The port side.
What did you say, Jean?
I said the port side. You were walking on the port side of the ship.
Oh, I see. Why be so technical? You get the idea. I was walking on that side over there, just strolling along the deck, when suddenly the canvas cover of a lifeboat started to move.
What did you do?
Well, I was too surprised to do anything but stand and look. And then as I stood there, a man's head suddenly popped up, and we looked right into each other's eyes.
How could you look right into each other's eyes? Those lifeboats hang about 6 feet off the deck. You must have been strolling along the rail.
Mm-hmm. Well, if the boat had been a little closer, we would have been looking right into each other's eyes. Anyway, as soon as I could break away from his magnetic gaze, I came straight here. Dean, do you know who I think he is?
Who?
I bet he's a stowaway.
A stowaway on this line? Oh, don't be silly.
Well, I'll bet he is.
Where are you going? What are you going to do?
Get him a magazine to read.
Oh, but Dora, he won't stay there if you saw him. He'll move to some other place to hide.
Let him. I'd know that safe anywhere. I'll find him if it takes all night. Oh, Jean, you won't report him.
Well, personally, I don't believe the man you may have seen is a stowaway. No one could possibly get on this ship. Don't worry. I won't make a fool of myself by starting false rumors.
Oh, thanks, dear. Oh, I'm so excited. A stowaway all to myself. Oh, why don't you come with me, Jean, and see him?
I can't, Dora. Well, you see, darling, there's an awfully good-looking chap.
Oh,
and I get it. You've got a rendezvous in this corner.
Yes.
He ought to be here any minute. Well, I'll find my stowaway, and maybe the four of us can have some fun.
Gee, the orchestra started.
I hear it.
I'm sorry to have been detained so long.
Oh, Kurt.
Yes. Whom were you expecting, Jean?
You, of course, Tilly. I didn't see you come up and you startled me.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'm glad you're here, even if you are late.
Are you, Jean? Are you?
Can't you tell?
My dear.
Kurt.
Yes, Jean?
You only come to me at night, like this. Why?
Perhaps I'm afraid daylight would spoil everything for you.
Are you trying to hint that that's what daylight would do for you?
Oh, no, not for me. Never.
Then what's the real reason I don't see you during the day?
I can't get up here. That's why you never see me.
Other passengers, traveling tourists, manage to visit their friends up here in the first class?
I'm not a tourist passenger.
Oh, you're a member of the crew. That's why you can't be seen.
Does it matter? Does anything matter but that we're attracted to each other?
No, not really, Kurt. You know that. But I think it's frightfully amusing. The complication, I mean.
Well, I'd rather not discuss the complication, if you don't mind. I want to forget that there's anything in this whole world but you.
Kurt.
And no matter what happens, Dean, I want you to know and believe that I love you.
I love you too, Kate. But why must you be so deadly serious? What could possibly happen?
Oh, anything. Shipwreck.
Don't be melodramatic.
Well, they might discover me here with you and send me to the brig.
The brig? I've heard of that. Do they have one on this ship?
I haven't seen it so far, and I don't want to if I can avoid it. Oh.
What's the matter?
Here comes an officer. Give me a cigarette. Thanks. I'll face out to sea until he goes by.
Good evening, Purser.
Good evening, Miss Marshall.
You look terribly serious. Something happened?
There's a stowaway on board, Miss Marshall. We're starting a search of the ship. Excuse me, please. I have some orders to carry out.
A stowaway?
Why do you say it like that?
Well, a girlfriend traveling with me said she saw a stowaway just a little while ago. He was in a lifeboat. I laughed at her.
She seems to have been telling the truth, doesn't she?
James, you? Here she comes now. What is it, Dora?
I think perhaps I'd better...
Don't go, Kurt. I'll introduce you. You were right, Jim. He left the lifeboat. He must have... Dora, may I present a...
Stowaway.
Dora, what are you saying?
This is my stowaway.
You must be mistaken.
Oh, no. I said I'd know that face anywhere. This is my stowaway, all right. Isn't he the handsomest thing?
Kurt, are you the...
Yes, Jean, your friend is right. I am a stowaway.
So that's why you couldn't see me during the day.
Isn't this your first trip in a stationary lifeboat?
No, I've been seeing the world for 3 years now.
How did you get on board?
Well, I had a little money left from what I've been able to raise by selling postcards of myself. Like this one.
Oh, let me see.
I gave the money to a stevedore on the docks for getting me on with the cargo.
What a man. Are you married?
No.
Engaged?
Not yet.
Then autograph this card for me.
Gladly. If you'll get me pen and ink.
Sure thing. Only don't go in hiding in any more lifeboats while I'm gone. My arm's stiff now from pulling back canvas.
Well, Jean, this discovery changes everything between us, doesn't it?
No, Kurt. Why should it?
It doesn't. Oh, I'm glad. Well, why are you so quiet?
Just thinking of what you face if they catch you.
Worrying about me? Well, don't. I'll be all right. Oh, I've been in lots tighter jams than this. Why, I remember one night in Port Said. I wandered out to the military airport. There was a sentry guarding a plane that was taking off next morning for Timbuktu. Oh, a place I've always wanted to visit. So I watched my chance while the sentry was in the hangar. Then I climbed the fence, ran across the sand, climbed into the cockpit, and stretched out on the fuselage.
And they caught you?
No. The French officer who was to pilot the plane took off according to schedule, but with his unexpected passenger. For some hours, we droned our way across the desert. With my pocket knife, I made a small hole in the fuselage and could look down on the gleaming white Arabian villages far below us. And the camel trains looked like so many little bugs. The steady hum of the motor put me to sleep. And it must have been hours later that I awoke from a dream in which I imagined myself tossing on a wild sea in a small boat. Looking down through my tiny porthole, I saw the desert whipped into a great cloud of sand. The captain was having a time handling the plane. As quickly as he could, he landed. The captain then climbed out in a terrific sandstorm and examined his motor. When he came back to the cockpit, I was sitting in the observer's seat. His eyes nearly started from his head. He drew his revolver.
Raise up your hand now. Climb out of that plane.
All right, Captain, but put down your gun. I'm not armed.
Who are you?
My name is Kurt Warner. I'm a vagabond traveler.
What are you doing in my plane? How did you get there?
I slipped past the sentry last night and hid.
Last night? Then you have been with me the whole trip?
Yes, Captain. I heard you were leaving for Timbuktu. I wanted to go there, so I thought we could go together.
Well, you've got what you deserve.
Yes.
I doubt if you can make it in this storm. I can get the plane off the ground.
Is the motor all right?
Yes. I've thrown my coat over it to keep out of the sand.
Good.
Have you any food with you?
Some bread and 2 chocolate bars.
And I've got some lemonade and a can of sardines.
Is that all?
Yes. When that is gone, we are done for.
How did you ever get saved, Kurt?
Well, Jean, after our provisions were gone, we went through some terrible hours. But the storm let up, and a traveling caravan supplied us with water, and soon we were droning along towards our destination 150 miles away. We had just enough gas to make the airport at Timbuktu. And about an hour after that, we sighted the little domed minarets of the mosques of that town. The pilot spotted the landmarks and started to bring the plane down on the smooth surface of the military landing field. As he was circling around, getting the right approach, it suddenly occurred to me that I'd never asked him if he intended to turn me over to the police or the military authorities when we reached our goal. And somehow or other, I couldn't bring myself to ask him then. The plane started to settle. And when the captain landed, some of his brother officers came to welcome him. They looked surprised to see me and looked at each other as if asking the reason for my presence. Then the pilot put his arm across my shoulder.
Mes amis, this is Kurt Warner. I found him lost in the Igadi sand dune, many miles from Adra. He had strayed away from his expedition, and there was nothing to do but bring him with me.
Bon, mon capitaine, the colonel.
Do not worry, Jacques. I will make a full report to the colonel.
I don't know how to thank you, Captain.
We faced death together, mon ami.
That's no lie. But thanks to you, we pulled through safely.
Oui, monsieur. You wanted to get to Tibutu.
Yes, Captain.
Well, here you are.
Are you going to turn me over to the police?
Mon ami, I wish you many happy landings.
What an exciting experience. You're a brave man, Kurt.
I wonder, Jean. Perhaps I'm just foolish.
Do you always manage to get out of difficult situations so easily?
Well, up to now.
You don't go. I've got the pen and ink.
Here's one you won't get out of. Just sign your name across here, will you?
Certainly. This isn't the card I gave you.
What?
This seems to be the picture of the dining salon.
Oh, you know what I've gone and done. I laid your card down on the writing desk while I pulled the inkwell out of its socket. And then I picked up the wrong postcard. I'll go right back.
Don't bother. There's another.
Oh, Miss Martin. Miss Martin.
The purser. I bet he saw me swipe the inkwell.
Never mind. I think we can get you out of it.
But I'm afraid you can't do anything for me. Well, it's been nice knowing you. And don't forget what I said, Jean, in case anything should happen.
Oh, Miss Martin. You left this interesting postcard on the writing desk, and I thought perhaps... wait a minute. This young man seems to have posed for the picture.
Why, this is our stowaway.
That's right, purser. Call your men.
Wait a minute, purser.
Yes, Miss Marshall?
Thanks for what you're about to say, Jean, but it won't do any good.
Don't be too sure. Purser.
Yes, Miss Marshall.
See that Mr. Warner is given a spare cabin and supplied with whatever he needs.
Yes, Miss Marshall. I'll have cabin 216 put in order at once.
But say, I don't get this. I can't let a girl be responsible for my passage.
Say, don't you know? Jean's father owns this line.
He doesn't. But even so, he wouldn't like her doing this for a stowaway.
Oh, he won't mind, Kurt. Not when I tell him how you managed to stow away in my heart.
The dramatization you have just heard was suggested by one of the many interesting stories to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who has a message of real interest to all of you. Thank you.